It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to Talking Flicks. JT here with Grant Lee, who has pulled all of his hair out with school holidays here. Are you all right, Mr. Lee? That's a few more hairs gone.
I am just surviving. It's hard work, but it's the first week. I've only got one more week to go. We're right.
You got the Papa Giuseppe look going on the top, you know? like the other Papa Giuseppe pizzas. You got the...
Yeah. Hey, can I just say, I'm so excited to come and do this today because it's Friday and I'm not at work at the moment. I'm just doing this with you in HQ, so I got away from a bit.
Yes, you did, but you do have to go back, you know that, don't you? So this would be very short-lived.
But you know what? If we talk for at least 4 hours, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? Then I don't have to go back.
Oh, yeah, but we've only got half an hour for this podcast. No, we're not talking for 4 hours, Mr. Lee. I can't do that. No. And plus, they need you at the cinema because
they do.
You're so efficient. So, yeah. You're very
inefficient.
Yeah. It saves you going back. I'm sure you say anything. But how have school? I'm guessing it's been very busy. You see lots of very happy children coming through to see Smurfs and How to Train Dragon and.
Yeah.
Elio,
yeah, which they have. And, you know, it's always so good to see kids coming in. And I know the other sites are the same. When you've got grandma and grandpa bringing them in or mum and dad bringing them in or kids meeting up with friends outside of school and coming to watch a movie, it's good fun.
What are the high school kids going to see these days? What are the ones, if you're the older kids, going to see? Like, what's the go-to for them?
They're trying to go see 28 Years Later.
What do you mean they're trying to go and see?
Yeah. Some of them, you know, when they're only 13, 14, it's a bit hard to let them into an MA-rated movie. And unfortunately, we're just not allowed to do it without an adult supervisor.
That's it. If you try and get through...
Yeah.
Mr. Lee will fire off the alarm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, where's the taser? That's what we want. The taser would be better.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Nah, I would never do that. Please, trust me, I would not do that.
Of course you wouldn't. Just don't try it, people. Don't try it. Well, let's get into Talking Flicks. Now, we've got all things Superman today, so we'll find it. Do we think James Gunn has done the job of bringing DC back or not? So we'll be taking a look at that very soon. We'll go around the screens and see what's happening because there's a fair bit of stuff coming up, isn't there, Mr. Lee, at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5? There's some great things to the calendar.
Oh, there certainly is. And I have to say, July's looking really good.
Because this French Film Festival in Wagga, which we've been talking about, which is very exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, some of their movies, people just love French films. I have to say, French films are done in a totally different way. They have converted a few of them in the past into English. You know, Hollywood's tried to do it, but they're not as good as the French.
Mm. So you and I should have gone to that. So, we still can. There's still time. So maybe we should. You and I haven't done anything French together. We've done some Chinese stuff together. We've done some, we've done a Chinese meal together, by the way. That's,
when you say Chinese stuff. Chinese movie.
This is sounding a bit sus. Let's just get straight to it.
Let's move on.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Oh, God. Look, I'm going to take over because JT can't stop laughing.
Please do.
Now, the one that opened up yesterday is Superman. And now this, as we said in the opening, look, this is going to either make or break DC. And I have to say I have been excited because I am a DC fan. Having James Gunn at the helm now, we know it's going to be good because look what he did for Marvel, you know. Marvel movies were brilliant. And to actually bring Superman right up, and yes, we do have a new Superman, David Corenswet. We've also got a new Lois Lane, Rachel Brosnahan. So I have to say, you watch the trailer and you will go, yeah, this is epic. Epic and big words.
Well, it's a podcast, so we can't watch the trailer, but we can.
Oh, no, we can't. That's right. We can listen
to it, Mr. Lee. So let's do that.
Let's do that.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
You'd let me interview you as Superman?
Sure.
Ready?
Let's do it, Cronkite.
Superman.
Miss Lane.
Recently, you've come under a lot of fire for what some might...
It's a lot.
Today, the Secretary of Defense said he was going to look into your actions. That's funny.
My actions? I stopped a war.
Maybe.
Not maybe. I did.
In effect, you illegally entered a country.
This is how you're going to be?
I'm not the one being interviewed, Superman. Did you consult with the president?
No.
You seemingly acting as a representative of the United States.
I wasn't representing anybody except for me.
Around the world.
And doing good.
I would question myself in the same situation and consider the consequences.
People were going to die.
Hey, buddy. Eyes up here.
Your choices. Your actions. That's what makes you who you are.
Superman. He's not a man. He's an it. Somehow become the focal point of the entire world's conversation. I will not accept that.
I cleaned your boots. I'll go get them for you.
A dog.
James Gunn, take a bow, please. Doesn't that sound great?
Absolutely. It does sound so good. And you know, that music, you just hear that and you go, wow, look up. He might see Superman. Now, a few little trivia bits I just need to mention is James Gunn made sure that he bought the classic red trunks back because, you know, they have been missing for the last few Supermans. And that actually is the traditional look, as we all know, Christopher Reeve had. And the other interesting fact is they've actually had several screen testing already, and they've actually had to change a few of the actual ways that they've edited it. Just to make sure people were happy with it. And James Gunn is also, he's hinted there could be a sequel to it.
Of course there will be. Has to be.
Yes, and absolutely.
I predict it will do very well at the box office as well because all those DC fans have been waiting for it. It's coming and, well, it's here now, so make sure you go and check it out this weekend.
Yes.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Now, we are going to go around the screens. Before we do, do you want to run us through what's also screening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5, Mr. Lee? It's very important. Right. I didn't come to rehearsal today.
You didn't come today. Now, what's going on? This is very rare for you not to come.
Oh, I've got a wrench.
I have to say, I was sitting there and waiting and waiting, and I thought, well, this is really weird. But anyway, at least you turned up for this.
Let's mix it up.
Yeah. Well, it's usually me. Jurassic World Rebirth is playing, Smurfs, Megan 2.0, F1 the movie, Elio, 28 years later, How to Train Your Dragon, Materialist, From the world of John Wick, Ballerina, Karate Kid Legends, Lilo and Stitch. Check your local cinema website or box office for what screening times are on.
Okay, well, let's do some around the screens while we're at it. The Met Opera, which we have mentioned the last few weeks, Romeo and Juliet, which Mr. Lee loves. I'm sure he will be yes. front and center for this one because it brings back some nostalgia for him from his early days. I reckon you're in the school play, and I reckon you're just fibbing. I reckon you were Romeo. Who was your Juliet, Mr. Lee? That's what
no,
I know.
Not going there. No.
But okay, going to be a great Met. You know what? You're going to see a Met opera. Oh no, you're blushing now. So there was someone.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me, but.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. But Met opera. If there's going to be any Met opera you want to go and see, it'd have to be Romeo and Juliet, wouldn't it? It's on the bucket list.
Oh, it is, and everyone knows the story as well, so that's a good thing. Like if you know basically the story, this is what you want to see. So good.
Now that is screening in all cinemas, yes?
Yes, it's screening in Orange, Tamworth and Wagga. Now also screening in Tamworth at the end of this month, we've got a special girls' night happening for Rebel Wilson's new movie, Brideheart. And also at the end of the month in Wagga, as we've already spoken about this as well, the French Film Festival is coming up. Opening night is on July 25. They're watching My Brother's Band. We've also got Miss Violet, The Good Teacher, The Tread, and there are some other great big movies in French screening that weekend.
There you go. Get yourself a nice French feed, then come on down to watch some French movies at the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga.
Can I just say, French food is so nice, isn't it? Like we said, snails and croissants.
They are amazing with their baked goods, aren't they? Like the little pastries. Pastries are just chocolate eclairs and things. Oh my goodness! I would go all the way to France just to have a chocolate eclair. I reckon. Don't you?
Oh, God, you're making me hungry
How
now.
How turn this on the Sorry. Food? I do not know. Let's get to what's opening next week. Now, I know what you did last summer. Did you see the original of these movies, Mr. Lee? Did you remember those ones? You did?
Yeah.
Quite surprising.
Because there was a few, wasn't there?
There was two. I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I still know what you did last summer.
That's right.
Then they did this reboot, turning it into like a mini series on streaming. Now they've taken this movie and they've done another reboot, haven't they? Because it's still the same storyline about having a car accident. There's the old fisherman. They get rid of the body and then all of a sudden, it comes back to haunt them.
Who were the two main? Sarah Gallagher Smith. No, what was her name?
Sarah Michelle Gallagher and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr.
I think they make a cameo in it. Which is really good.
Okay. Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt, you want to be in it because. She was the main lead. She looked gorgeous in that movie too, by the way.
And isn't that where those two met up? So, and they're still married today. So,
How good's that? Was that thanks to that movie? So, that is opening next week. We'll have more on that next Friday. The Talk and Flickster podcast, it returns on Wednesday, Mr. Lee. How good's that? It's back.
It's back. I'm so happy because I do enjoy this. And you know what? I am looking forward because we're going to be talking all things Superman. So I cannot wait.
With our favourite Brit, George. I love his accent, George. How awesome. And we do love George. So we'll have him on the show on Wednesday as our Talk and Flickster. And something else we like to do, Mr. Lee, is we like to try and give away a month's worth of movies, don't we? We've been trying.
We certainly do. Yeah, we certainly do try to give them away.
I don't know where you're going with that. Let's just play the game, please.
Yeah, let's do it.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Oh, I love a bit of trivia, Mr. Lee.
Oh, I know you do. You try to quiz me all the time. And,
I know.
You
know.
I just keep giving the answers because I love trivia too.
We used to go to trivia nights together, but you haven't invited me for in a while. I don't know what I've done, but anyway, maybe I've offended you in some way or... Or maybe I'm just too good.
No comment. No comment.
I'm just too good. You're like, yeah, I can't have this guy on my table. Yeah. He's outdoing me.
No.
I'm the movie guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't bring me down.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been a lot since I won the Oscar challenge at the start of the year. So,
yeah. Oh, gee. You're never going to let that go until next March, are you?
Definitely not. Definitely not. But this is all about movies. It's about five questions, five correct answers, and a whole month's worth of movies. Let's meet today's Fast Flicks contestant. And that's Robert. G'day, Robert.
Hey, g'day. How are you doing?
Welcome to the game, mate. Are you pumped? Are you ready to take this out?
Oh, so excited. So nervous as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't be nervous. This is good fun. This is good fun. And, yeah, and the great thing about it is with Mr. Lee being the quiz master, you know you're going to get rubbish questions. So... yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat this. I don't know how. You can't put lipstick on a pig.
You know what? If you know your movies, you know the movies. You know, like, you know trivia. And it's trivia that I would know. So sometimes,
that's
yeah,
even
maybe
worse.
Not. But yeah, yeah. Well, what's in my head? Yeah, anyway.
All right, Mr. Lee. Well, let's give Robert the categories and let him choose what his destiny will be.
Sure. There were four categories, Robert, I'm sorry, but two of them gone. So we've now only got drama or Western left. What would you like to lock in?
Oh, goodness. I reckon we'll go drama.
No worries.
That's a really good category, because why the hell Western's there? I fought really hard, Robert, to get this gone, but he's a Western fan, so I couldn't do anything about it.
It's a genre of movies.
I've not seen many Westerns.
I know, me too. But I reckon Mr. Lee's watched nearly every Western there is, so...
dodgy.
All right, so this is how we're going to play the game. Five questions, we're going for five correct answers. If you don't know the answer to a question, that's fine. Just say pass and we'll come back to it. And we will start the timer after Grant asks the first question. So you all across that?
Yep.
All right, over to you, Mr. Lee.
No worries. Question one. Who played the lead role in the 1994 drama Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
Which 2001 drama features Russell Crowe as a mathematician struggling with schizophrenia?
Pass.
In The Pursuit of Happiness in 2006, who played Chris Gardner?
Will Smith.
Which 2019 drama, based on a true story, stars Taron Egerton and as Elton John?
Rocket Man.
In The Godfather, 1972, who played the role of Michael Corleone?
Pass.
All right, well, there goes all the... that's it, the 30 seconds is done there. Yes. There were some difficult ones there. What do you reckon, Robert? Because you said you were a bit of a movie buff. So, what was it? We'll find out what question two was in just a tick. Let's go through the miss. Let's go from the top.
Sure. Number one, who played the lead role in Forrest Gump? You got that correct, Tom Hanks. Question two, which 2001 drama features Russell Crowe as a mathematician struggling with schizophrenia? A Beautiful Mind.
Seen that one?
An incredible movie, that one. That was...
Did he win an Oscar for that?
Yeah, I think... Or got an Oscar nom, I think, or Russell Crowe did. He may have got it too. Question three, in The Pursuit of Happiness, who played Chris Gardner? Of course, it was Will Smith. Which 2019 drama, based on a true story, stars Taron Egerton as Elton John? Correct, Rocket Man. And in The Godfather, 1972, who played the role of Michael Corleone? It was Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And you know what? I always get Al Pacino and Robert De Niro mixed up.
Pretty easy to do.
I always get them.
And it's worse when I just recently watched Heat from all those years ago, and they're both in it, and they're both very young, and I just go, I don't know who's who.
Robert, mate, thank you so much for having a crack. That's pretty good to get 3 out of 5. That's pretty good. Not the 5 we need today to score the month's worth of movies, but we'll try and get you back on again soon, mate, to play again.
Amazing. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. Mr. Lee, I've got to say, those questions, there's a bit of an improvement this week. That was far better.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You've been going on right, but I'm still waiting for Western, so that's the day that I'm not coming in. So,
wait until you hear Western. It's going to be good.
It's going to be an absolute train wreck. It's going to be awful. But if, you know what? If you do love your Western movies, now is the time to register, don't you think, Mr. Lee?
It certainly is. If you head to our forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au websites, click on Talking Flicks banner and it'll take you straight in to either do Fast Flicks or you can be a reviewer and we send you off to the movies.
Yeah, because Talking Flicks, the podcast, is back. Guess what I'm about to do, Mr. Lee?
Please don't tell me you're going to hit that button, that buzzer button again or something like that, you know, that buzzes me out.
I wasn't going to. No, I'm going to play a happy music.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that time already?
It's that time. Oh, it is that time, yes. So we are going to we're gonna have to hightail it, Miss Lee, because when that music plays, you know that we have to go. So, yeah.
Yes. It's a nice little segue to end the show.
It is. Happiness.
Yes. Which I like.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. So,
you know what? You must bring in your positivity quotes back. I like those.
No. You're lying to me. You didn't like them. You rubbish them most of the time. So, although you said, "Oh, that's so good," didn't do anything for you, did it, Mr. Lee?
No, it didn't actually. I think our listeners liked it. Our listeners liked it, so that's good.
We'll see how we go. I'll sleep on it. We'll see whether they come back next week. Have a lovely weekend, Mr. Lee.
You too. Enjoy.
I most certainly will. And before you go, I just there's your sound.
Oh, thanks
so
much.
You feel better about that? Yeah, there you go.
I do. I can now go into the weekend feeling happy.
Get your fix.
Bye.
Every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.